"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Check out the John and Ken on demand. We will be posted up this day's show. You can already listen to yesterday's, but this day's show will be put up there just after 4 o'clock at KFIAM640.com or on the iHeartRadio app. For a second, I thought John was there. I heard something.
No. Nope.
No, that's me. It's me, Ken. I'm in the studio.
That's very exciting. That's Blake Trolley. All right, hold on 1 second.
Calm down, Blake. It's not
everybody's,
your turn.
Everybody's mics are hot and they're ready. Because Deborah Mark usually leans in to do the news. You're leaning in for your bit here on the fires. One thing I just want to mention before we go, and I don't want to call both of you this, but this will be a big phrase on the show today. You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier. That's Joe Biden. He used it again. He's used it on the campaign trail. He used it when he stopped in Vietnam to speak. And
you're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah, that's it. We'll be going to, Bidenville later on this hour. One of the big stories today, depending on where you lean on this, is that they're going to open an impeachment inquiry into the president over his business dealings and his dopey son Hunter. And I'll give you all the details on that. And I'll tell you why Biden himself is a lying, dog-faced pony soldier, based on something he said yesterday on the 9/11 anniversary. All right, Blake Trolley is sitting in the studio because we're looking for a suspected arsonist who set 6 fires within a couple of hours in lovely Reseda. Blake, what's the deal on this story?
You know what's funny, Ken? 14 fires have been started in the last 3 days. And when I called the LA Fire Department, they said at this time, actually, they're not saying whether or not there is a serial arsonist on the loose. So with 14 fires set in 3 days, they have yet to reach that conclusion. That is something that investigators are looking into.
Are they all in the Reseda area?
They're
these 14 fires?
Yeah, they've all been in the Reseda area. 6 happened overnight last night, and these fires were started in a really quiet residential area. I was there this morning. It's a beautiful little neighborhood, actually. One of the concerns I had immediately just being inside this neighborhood was the vegetation, or I guess you could just say the canopy that surrounded this neighborhood. One of the fires started, and I posted video of this to my Twitter at Blake Trolley if anybody wants to look at it, was leaves in the back of a pickup truck. So it looked like a pickup truck that was used for some sort of landscape business. There was a bunch of brush, debris, leaves, things of that nature that were probably cleared from yards, things like that, that were set on fire. And the video has been posted of firefighters putting that fire out, but it absolutely charred this truck. But above that truck and above a lot of these homes are these big pine trees that canopy over these streets. So you have a potentially very dangerous situation if any of these fires spread to homes or buildings or anything like that. I want to go to this first soundbite, Ken. As of right now, and I want to say this was a warning I actually got from the LA Fire Department, was there is a photo of a woman circulating. You'll see it on different news websites, and they say she's a person of interest. Well, how it's been described to me is actually she's somebody that firefighters are looking to speak to. Apparently, a photo recently surfaced of a quote-unquote person of interest in one of these arson cases, or one of these serial arson cases. And the person that was circulating was a delivery driver who just happened to be near one of these.
Well,
so
that, you have to check out everything, right?
Investigators want to be very careful that they're not saying this is definitely the person.
Right,
but this is somebody they say was close to one of the fires. And, you know, not to rule anything out, they just also don't want to rule anything in. I want to go to bite one. This woman says she thinks this is the work of homeless people.
I believe homeless people are, you know, they've been in and out of this area. So, that's what I'm assuming. But yeah, it seems more likely that they're doing it.
How many homeless people have been in the area recently?
I've seen like about 8 to 10.
Just walking around. This is a pretty quiet residential neighborhood. A lot of trees lining the streets. You're saying 8 to 10 are just kind of walking around this neighborhood?
Walking around this neighborhood.
That's
so there's not a real, there's not an encampment, she's saying, but there's just homeless people wandering the neighborhood.
Which is quite a few if you took a look at this neighborhood. I guess the best way to describe it, it's almost a woodsy kind of neighborhood. I mean, that, like I said, there's this kind of pine tree canopy. The homes are real quaint, real nice landscape, and all the yards are people out walking around. So the idea that there's that many homeless people living in that that neighborhood came to me as a little bit of a surprise. I spoke with another guy. We'll go to him. He says that, you know, in his mind, the neighborhood, the valley, it's changing.
The valley, I've grown up here my whole life. You know, I've been here since 1986, and it's terrible to see what's going on here. Yeah.
Is it hard to go to sleep at night knowing that there's this, you know, arsonist going around?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, almost it seems like every hour we're getting an update on Citizen that something's going on around here. So, yeah, it's scary to look at your phone and see what's going on, especially last night. I think they said it was like 6 or 7 fires that were set up and down Reseda, so hitting way too close to home now.
He said his phone was going off with that Citizen app. His phone just kept going off and off. And as it kept going off, he kept getting more and more concerned. He lives just down the street. I mean, just really across the street and a few houses down from where that that truck had caught fire.
Yeah. Now, where the other fire is, it says here rubbish fires. Whoever's doing this is lighting up trash cans or something like that. Or, I mean, remember the fires that were occurring? I think it was earlier this year. It was like carports were being set on fire. I'm just wondering what this person's burning besides this truck that had rubbish or trees in the back. Or
yeah, well, we heard about the arsonist. I don't know if you remember. There was the arsonist. This is, I don't know. You know, Ken, I grew up in Southern California, but I've only been doing news here the last couple of years. This year has seemed like a hot year for arson. Do you remember I think there was Sunland Tahunga, maybe, or up in that area.
There was some guy on his bicycle who was setting fires. Remember that story?
Yeah, I covered that one. There was an arsonist out in Long Beach and now in Reseda. So this is starting to become kind of a bubbling issue.
And they're usually homeless people, which is probably a good guess by those residents you talk to, because what else are they doing? You know, the early hours is wandering around looking for trouble sometimes because they're out of their minds.
And like I said, 8 to 10 for that small neighborhood is a concerning number. I mean, again, just give the look, you know, just the way that neighborhood felt, it just seemed like, wow, that's actually quite a few that she was naming there. So, yeah, we'll see what investigators find. I called them right before we did this hit to see if there was any update. Are they pointing this to one arsonist? Is it copycatism? These are all things when I spoke to them this morning, they said that they really want to remain open because anything is possible. And they're trying to remain objective in their investigation. But as we've seen in other cases, a lot of times this comes down to one person.
And something about a woman, possibly a woman has been doing this. Did you hear that too?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. So there's this photo of this woman circulating on the internet, but investigators are being really careful to paint her as, they're saying, yeah, we're interested in speaking with her.
Person of interest, that's all, right? That's what they're supposed to say. It's just a person of interest. somebody we want to talk to, not a suspect. That's the word you don't want to use, right?
Exactly. Well, when you hear about that Lyft driver, the delivery driver who was just caught on camera near one of these fires, I can see where they end up getting that careful. But yeah, we'll be watching for updates. You know, one of the last things that the PIO told me is this story is far from over. You know, we'll be sure to update you guys when we get more. But scary stuff. I mean, and especially when you give, I mean, if you saw the canopy in this neighborhood and you saw where this truck is sitting right under a big pine tree, leaves on fire. I mean, this could potentially get really dangerous.
And you said 14 fires with six just overnight in the 2 hour or so period. So the other eight were sometime in the last few days, do you know? Or?
Yeah, it all happened in the last 3 days. You have 14 fires in 3 days.
This is a really crazy person. Yeah, this is a really, really crazy person.
Trash
and they're,
cans,
they're all happening in the early morning hours, pretty much.
Yeah, all happening at off hours of the day, and trash cans, brush, things of that nature. The most pressing, I guess you could say, was this car that had the leaves in the back that was charred. And I urge people to take a look at the video just to see. I mean, this car got just charred, Ken.
Yeah, well, that was probably hard to resist from the arsonist going by and seeing a pickup truck full of leaves in the back. They're like, oh man, jackpot. All right, Blake, thank you very much for that report.
All right, thanks, Ken.
All right, Blake Trolley, KFI News, covering the arsonist who has struck in Reseda. 14 fires over the last couple of days, including six overnight. Looks like most of the damage is to this pickup truck that was full of leaves, but good Lord, how horrifying is that to know that we already live in, quote, a fire zone, a tinderbox in Southern California, which has been kind of the good news this past summer into the fall. We haven't had a big fire problem, but now we got someone marching around either on a bike or walking around setting fires in the Reseda area. Another arsonist story. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
John has got some time off. I'm here with Deborah Mark. And Deborah Mark, I tried to find an update on the story we did yesterday about the couple that apparently, well, ended up their little pit bull puppy ingested some fentanyl and had to be revived with Narcan. I did see that that couple has a long, big surprise, drug arrest history.
No.
Yeah. So, because what we were waiting to see is whether or not they were going to get the dog back, but now it says that they're going to hold on to it, one of the shelters, until the case is resolved. They think they're out on bail, but until they're actually convicted of this animal abuse and drug possession, whatever else they were picked up on, they're probably just going to stand by and wait and see. And
I think there's a hearing next week to determine whether they...
Yeah. I think you should run down there and adopt that little pit bull puppy.
John,
they'll grow really big and swallow up your two small dogs.
I know. And my husband doesn't want me to get another dog. Remember, John asked that question last week on the air. Somebody like you who loves animals, how come you only have two? And I said, well, that's because my husband doesn't want me to get any more. So right now, two is the limit, unfortunately.
All right. So let's suppose that your husband was out of the picture. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. How many dogs would we be talking?
Well, then I'd be all alone. I don't know if I would be able to walk three dogs on my own safely with coyotes in my neighborhood.
All right. I see dog walkers like eight sometimes.
Oh, I know. That's,
it's kind of fascinating to watch them go down the street with like eight dogs. But they're all, you know, they do the training thing. They're all well-behaved. They all stay in a line.
Yeah, but just wait
together
for a coyote or something like that to attack. How are you going to control eight dogs?
We have a story in Lake Los Angeles that, you're not going to like it, but animal control went there and 60 puppies and dogs were discovered starving.
I did see that.
Sick and living in squalid conditions. 21 puppies either died or in such bad shape they had to be euthanized. So this is one of these crazy people that either thought they were some sort of breeder, right, because there was a bunch of recent litters of puppies, or they just was out of control and they didn't get the dogs spayed or neutered. So they just started reproducing, and this crazy person just let them run around the house. The dogs, basically, well, the house is overrun, the whole property, with the animals. When a nearby neighbor's house caught fire, they left the property, leaving the animals behind. She said those animals wandered onto the nearby property, and that's when someone finally called police and animal control to come take a look at it. But
Ken, you don't have a dog.
I do not have a dog.
Okay,
no.
I would like you to go and rescue one of these 60 poor dogs.
these little puppies. Yeah. What do they look like? I'm very particular.
You know what? There were some cute ones. I was watching the news this morning before I came to work, and there were a lot of really cute ones. I think you might like one of them.
You know, like those inbred dogs you were talking about last week in South America that just wandered the streets as strays?
No, they all look the same.
Like some sort of collection of German Shepherds.
They're
and
all
some
different
other
types, Ken.
Mastiff thing and some other weird thing. And
what do you want? What kind of a dog do you want?
No, I don't. I can't handle a dog. I travel a lot, and well, you'd have to come here and take care of all the dogs. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Would you pay me?
And no, you have the love of your heart for animals.
Oh, I would just come all the way out by you.
And I heard you do that rodeo story, so I guess the Orange County Fair is no longer going to have rodeo. Is
yeah,
that what the,
that's what it looks like.
It's like the story.
I mean, I'm happy about that, but
yeah, I know.
Other people are not.
No, other people are not. It's probably a very popular thing. As I told you, I went there years ago and I sat on an elephant. That was the big excitement.
I know you sent me a picture of you on a camel. I don't know if you sent me a picture.
Oh, no,
of
the
you
elephant's
a elephant.
Long time ago. I don't think I even knew you well then. This is like 20 years ago. I went with a friend. I took her down there and we both saw that the Orange County Fair had these elephants that you could, you don't really ride them, although they took a few steps. But the idea was to get the picture. But, you know, looking back on it too, I feel like that's just horrible. I mean, they didn't seem to mind.
How do you know, right? How do you know whether they mind or not? They can't tell you. That's why I don't ride horses, and I'm not going to ride a camel, and I don't want to ride an elephant. And look, you guys do you, so you don't need to call into the Moist line complaining about that. I'm just saying I personally don't want to contribute to riding.
Yeah, you wouldn't
animals.
Even ride a horse, would you?
No, but I did when I was little. I did. Yes, I
yeah,
rode
I rode
ponies.
A horse in Iceland, and it was a lot of fun, and the horse was having a great time.
Oh, it was?
She kept going down. Yeah, because by taking her for a walk, she was able to eat the brush and would stop every few feet to have a little snack. Oh. And I think she liked that rather than just being back in the stalls where
perhaps.
The horses are kept.
Some
and
are
then
just
afterwards,
not
I gave her a little treat, and then she came up behind me and gave me a nudge for another treat.
Oh, Ken, that's so cute.
You're not going to ride a camel in Israel?
No.
Oh.
I'm not.
That was such a cool part of the trip.
No.
Oh, you did that, Eric?
Oh,
I don't do that.
Yeah, I rode a camel in Morocco, right. It was kind of unpleasant, too, because I just don't sit well in these saddle situations.
That part was uncomfortable. But
I have very tight hamstrings, and the whole thing is just not a pleasant experience. Camels, horses, elephants. The elephant was the worst, because that's obviously the widest part. You have to get yourself or your legs over. But none of the three would I really want to repeat. But you did have a good time, Eric, on the camel.
Oh, yeah, it was cool. I was on a birthright trip with a whole group of people, and we got to go across the desert in Israel on camels. It was awesome.
So you're recommending it when Deborah Mark takes her trip, huh?
Oh, yeah.
No, I just don't. I see the camels, and they don't look happy.
All right, when we return, we'll be going to Bidenville. A big story today or not, the Speaker of the House, California's own Republican McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, announces that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is going to begin. Meanwhile, President Biden was nowhere near ground zero yesterday for the 9/11 commemoration, but he was in Alaska, and I got to tell you, he is a lying dog-faced pony soldier. Got to say it. Coming up next, John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
There's a man on the moon, or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States.
Happy birthday, dear Valid. Happy birthday to you.
I was on the television, I was on the telephone. Every time I hear Hail to the Chief, wonder where the hell is he? Turn around and where's the president? What I can't remember.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccaria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon, I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. And the guys who are the kleptocracies.
Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going
to
be here.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
Well, it's been a tough couple of weeks for old Joe because he's had to travel. Doesn't really like to travel. He'd rather just go back to Delaware and sit in the basement or on the beach. But he had to go to this G20 conference in India, and somebody said, well, while you're there on the way back, we'll stop in Vietnam, and then after that, we'll stop in Alaska, and Joe must not have been happy. We played for you yesterday some of the clips of old Joe in Vietnam where he was completely out of it because of all the time zone changes and being 80 years old. And they made him do a press conference, which they actually cut off. His staff cut off the press conference. It was enough because he was making no sense. He was telling his old story again about a John Wayne movie where we have the line that you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Matt, he's used that on the campaign trail, too. Apparently, it's in the movie. A John Wayne movie from what, the 1940s? I have no idea. This sticks in this man's brain, and he just brings it up every now and then because he thinks it's amusing as a little line that he can use. So it turns out that when he was making his way back to the U.S., they eventually got to Anchorage, Alaska yesterday, which happened to be the 22nd anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Nowhere near ground zero, but Biden did talk a bit about the anniversary of 9/11 to some U.S. troops in Anchorage, Alaska, and here's part of what came out.
To renew our sacred vow, never forget, never forget, we never forget. Each of us, each of those precious lives stolen too soon when evil attacked. Ground Zero in New York. And I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell. It looked so devastating because the way from where you could stand.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, President Biden. It appears from all accounts and research into it that, well, he wrote a biography, an autobiography in 2007, Promises to Keep. And in that book, he talked about what was going on with 9/11 when he was in the U.S. Senate. This is right about the time he's about to be picked as the vice president by Obama. But back in 01, he was a U.S. senator. And he wrote that he arrived in Washington on the morning of 9/11 after American Airlines Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. And I could see a brown haze of smoking hanging in the otherwise crystal clear sky beyond the Capitol Dome. He wrote in the book, I headed back to the Capitol the next morning. The next morning would be September 12th, 2001. In that clip we just played, he tried to make it sound in front of the troops in Anchorage yesterday that he was at ground zero the day after 9/11. In fact, no one can find in any accounting of Biden's travels that he ever made it to ground zero. As you know, then President George W. Bush was there a couple of days after 9/11, made that famous speech. A White House official told the New York Post that Biden was thinking about visiting ground zero on September 20th, 2001, as part of a 38-senator delegation 9 days after the attack. The key word in that sentence is thinking. It's not that he has to go to ground zero, but if you're going to tell that story to make it sound like you were really close to what happened and you're really in connection with the tragedy, don't lie, because you're nothing but a lying dog-faced pony soldier, right, Joe? Aren't you?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah, keep going.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah.
He's a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
He's a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
He's a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
He's a
lying
dog-faced
pony soldier. All right, Joe, you can sit down now on the couch, the bench here in Bidenville. Because the other part of the story we're talking about you is, this was probably inevitable. The House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, said today that he's got three House committees that are going to open an impeachment inquiry into Biden in an effort to get some bank records and other documents from the president and, of course, the son, Hunter. Now, depending on what world you live in, you can go to one website, and I did, and I'll tell you it was Breitbart, and it's all full of this is the beginning of the end. Even Mitt Romney's on board, said a story. This is it for Biden. Curtains. He won't make it to next year's election because he's going to be impeached and he's probably going to have to resign. Okay? In the other universe, and I'll just throw one out there, NBC News. This looks like this is just McCarthy trying to appease the MAGA wing of the Republicans in the House of Representatives. They have been pressuring him to do this. Otherwise, they're threatening to revolt. They're always threatening to revolt. But anyway, whether you call them the MAGA wing, there's another Freedom Caucus. Obviously, both parties now are very split. The country split, and even the two parties, which we really should have more, but the two parties we have are split within their ranks. You have your moderates, and you have your far right in the Republican Party, and you have some other faction in the Democratic Party. You have your moderates, and then you have your left crazy progressive wing, the woke people. Both parties have the same problem. So this is being painted as McCarthy is just going through the motions here to satisfy the MAGA people. It may never really get to the inquiry stage, but he made the announcement to appease these folks. That may be true, but we'll have to see what comes out of this, because clearly the Bidens have been up to something for quite a few years. I always remember a story right after Joe Biden was elected to the U.S. Senate. This would be 1972, 73. Yeah, that's when he got to the Senate. He basically was grumbling that he's not paid enough. And I think from there, the plan, particularly as Biden moved up the ladder in power, was to make sure there were ways for him to enrich himself and his family. And then, you know, eventually he saddled with this dopey son who's got nothing else to do. So you can send him out there, along with apparently Joe Biden's brother was involved in this too. And you can basically, it's called sell access, right? My father, my brother is vice president. He's on the cusp of being president, and he did become president. So you can have that kind of access to inside Washington, D.C., if you just bring aboard Hunter Biden and my brother, Joe Biden's brother, make them some kind of payment so we can keep the access going. Because millions of dollars has flowed, tens of millions, I think, to Biden and family members. And you have all these strange bank accounts, and you have Joe Biden with these alias emails. I mean, there's so much smoke here. Clearly, there has to be a massive fire behind all this. How else did you explain all this money for Hunter Biden?
You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
Yeah, who would pay Hunter Biden tens of millions of dollars over the years just when it happens that his father was vice president and now president? For what? What special skills does Hunter Biden have? He can't even paint. Clearly, there's something up here with the family. But, you know, if they did a good job burying it, this may end up being a zero. Because you can't just announce this and you can't just make these implications as I just laid out. That's not enough to convict, and certainly probably not enough to impeach, because even if the House votes to impeach him, as we know with Trump, it has to go to the Senate for a vote. We're pretty much deadlocked. Actually, the Democrats have a slight edge, so this probably wouldn't make it through that House, even if it passes the House of Representatives. But, you know, it's a big story today, and I think it does prove that the entire Biden family is a bunch of lying, dog-faced pony soldiers. But that's politics today, right? You got the Trump family, too. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We got an update in a story we've also been covering recently, and that's the proposal on the west side of Los Angeles to house some homeless people. Yeah, the west side of Los Angeles. We're not talking too far from where the West Side Pavilion is in the area of Pico Boulevard. And people who live in the neighborhood are saying no to the councilwoman, Katie Yaroslavsky, who has made her point that, well, these are folks that just don't have a home and they're your neighbors. So we're just going to house them where they're hanging out, in your neighborhood on the west side. So they have a proposed site and they're working on a plan to put homeless people into this particular structure. And we'll talk about it after the news at 2 o'clock, because there's been a development in the story concerning a staffer for Katie Yaroslavsky, a staffer that used to work for a nonprofit that got a pretty good deal involving the homeless. So this all ties into what we refer to on the John and Ken Show as the homeless industrial complex, the spending that is very circular, doesn't really make any difference in the homeless problem. Lots of money goes out there by the billions, and it just enriches a whole lot of people, or often nonprofits, and it helps them build huge, huge organizations with many employees and many contracts with government agencies and grants and all that. But again, moving us forward on the homeless problem, getting these people off the streets, doesn't really work. So we'll get into that coming up after the news at 2 o'clock. Well, we're going to stay in the world of politics for one hell of a bizarre story. There's a woman, a Democrat, if that matters to you, running for a seat in Virginia's state legislature. It's called the House of Delegates. Susanna Gibson is her name. Her profession is a nurse practitioner. She's got two young children, and the Washington Post broke a story that apparently she and her husband have been showing up on something called Chatterbait. You familiar, Deborah Mark?
I'm not. No.
Chatterbait. Chatterbate. It combines two words. Can you guess what words those are?
Chatter.
Chat.
And bait. Yes.
Yeah, but they took out a few. It's masturbate.
I didn't want to say that.
Oh, you're such a clean girl. Okay. Yeah, you just said bait.
Yes.
Anyway, there's more than a dozen videos of she and her husband performing sex acts on the Chatterbait stream. They've been archived into another one of the sites called, oh, that's a good one, Recurbate, in September 2022 after she entered the race. Two videos were archived on September 30th of last year. It's unclear when the live stream occurred, but in case you haven't figured this out yet, people, I guess, pay so they can view couples having sex live. And you can actually chat with them when they're...
You chat with them while they're having sex?
Yes. Gibson can be seen in the video soliciting tips for performing specific acts.
Wow.
This is allegedly in violation of Chatterbait's terms and conditions, which says requesting or demanding specific acts for tips may result in a ban from the platform for all parties involved. Now, she claims in the videos, she's telling the viewers, I'm raising money for a good cause. In multiple videos, she interrupts the sex acts to type into a bedside computer. So there you go, Deborah. That's the chat part of this. Right, she's speaking directly to people that are weighing in on what's going on. Mm-hmm. Speaking directly into the screen.
Doesn't
she urges,
that kill the mood?
She urges viewers to... Some people like to perform in front of other people. It doesn't kill the mood. They're very turned on by it.
Yeah, now, but you're stopping what you're doing and then you're typing?
Yeah, because she's got a request for something and then she realizes, ka-ching, she can turn this into tokens.
Wow.
Tokens are purchased through the site. In at least two videos, she agrees to perform certain acts only in a private room. An arrangement that requires the viewer, you probably guessed it, to pay more. I need, like, more tokens before I let him do that. One token, no. More raising money for a good cause. Almost immediately as tips do arrive, she says thank you five times and tell her husband, okay, I'll agree to do that. Do you have any guess what that was?
I'm not guessing.
Ah, come on.
No.
So her attorney has apparently responded that this is some sort of revenge porn. Really? Virginia does have a revenge porn law, which makes it class one misdemeanor to maliciously distribute nude or sexual images of another person with the intent to coerce, harass, or intimidate. We're working closely with state and federal law enforcement, but these were archived on a place where I guess you could, the couple had more than 5,700 followers.
Wow.
Yeah. So that could turn into a lot of tokens.
That can.
Many of the videos remained available to the public or on other unrestricted sites as of Saturday. Probably by now, that's different because everyone wants to know, are you staying in the race? And of course, she says she's staying in the race. Everything now is politics. They're just trying to get me and I won't let them get me. And I'm going to apparently control of the state houses in Virginia is pretty close between the Republicans and the Democrats. Asked why Gibson had a reasonable expectation of privacy on this chatterbait. Her lawyer pointed to a court ruling that found that it was unlawful for a man to secretly record his girlfriend during a consensual sex encounter if he did not show the video to others, even if he did not show the video to others. But that doesn't seem to apply here. No, these two are consenting.
Absolutely. If you're going to do that, you're going to put that out on whatever site, just assume that people are going to see it and they're going to share it, especially if you're running for office.
Yeah, the secret world of what turns people on. So we'll see how she fares in her race for the one of the state houses in the state of Virginia. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about a story we have covered a few times before. It's the idea from Los Angeles City Councilwoman Katie Yaroslavsky to put some homeless people near the Westside Pavilion Mall over there in the area of Pico, West Rancho Park. Anyway. This is being opposed. Last time we covered this story, there was some sort of public meeting and they booed her and yelled recall. There's been another development in the story we're going to talk about next with a guest. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app, Deborah Mark in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.